Let us pray. For this gift of life, Lord, may we never take a day of it for granted. For every regular old day that we have to be with those that we love, help us to soak up every single moment. We can get so caught up in worrying about this and that and the other thing that whole days and weeks and months even can fly by where we are so focused on the negative that we barely even take the time to notice all the miracles right in front of us, like friends and family, work to do, people who care when we're down, and who love us even through our crabbiness and quirks. For the gift of being able to worship in safety and comfort, for budding trees and baby's toes, hot coffee in the morning and dinner every night, we are so blessed. When we're walking down the road of life, focusing on our burdens rather than our blessings, open our eyes that we might see that you are walking right alongside us every single step of the way. As we walk this long and winding road called life, help the worries that occupy our minds and our hearts fade away as we learn to trust that you've got this. And now let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So some of us are pretty new at this thing called life, like those beautiful kids singing in the choir loft. And some of us have been around a long, long time. We've seen some things. We've learned some things. Our young and confident, this is how it should be, selves have mellowed into our, it's never going to be exactly as I want it or how I think it should be, and there's always going to be problems, selves. But God is going to be with us every single step of the way. And it all began, we learned it all, with some firsts. There are so many wonderful firsts as we walk down this road of life. Do you remember your very first day of school? Maybe some of you have that picture where you're standing there in your new clothes next to the yellow bus with the school bus attendant, and perhaps you have your name tag right here, your very first day of school. Do you remember your first best friend? Your very first job? Do you remember your first boyfriend or your first girlfriend? Or how about your very first kiss? So many wonderful and often at the time scary memories. Do you remember the very first time you got behind the wheel of a car? Oh, I do. Picture this. When it was time for me to learn how to drive, we were up at my parents' cabin, and my mom said, "Go ahead, your dad's gonna teach you how to drive. Just run out to the back, he's waiting for you in the car." Well, his car was a massive Chevy Suburban. And he says, "Hop on in." And I'm thinking, I can't even get up the steps of that thing, let alone get in the driver's seat. And he's like, come on, what's taking you so long? So I say a prayer, I hop into that driver's seat, and I realize that there is no possibility of me actually holding the steering wheel and touching the gas, or the brakes for that matter, at the very same time. And so I'm literally scared stiff. I am white-knuckling the steering wheel. I'm thinking, shouldn't there be some class or some instruction, or shouldn't you tell me a few things before we do this? but no. And when I realize I'm quite sure I don't think that I can reach the brake with the tip of my toe, I go into a panic. And my father says, "Come on, let's go. We're driving now." So I take a deep breath, I scoot down and try my hardest to reach the gas pedal, and I press the gas, and the big mammoth car goes dunk, 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 dunk. Panic, pure panic. And all the while I am panicking, my father is sitting in the seat next to me saying, "Quit looking at the road. Look around. Look at all the trees and the blue skies, the people biking and walking their dogs." And I'm thinking, that's the point. I do know I'm not supposed to hit them. And he says, "Really, quit concentrating so hard and quit looking at the car ahead of you. Just relax." Probably not the best advice. Well, my dad was a massive rule breaker and abhorred the idea of laws in general, so I'm quite sure he wasn't going to pass on any rules or laws, which I really could have appreciated at that moment. But God rest his soul, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and presume that he was trying to give me a life lesson. If you focus too much on the things ahead of you, you'll miss out on all the things that God has placed around you, like trees and sunshine and people and life. The Road to Emmaus story from the book of Luke begins with two men walking from Jerusalem to a village called Emmaus shortly after Jesus was crucified. I imagine them walking along a dry desert road, long robes, leather sandals, hands behind their back. It's a 7-mile walk, and they're having a heartfelt conversation about Jesus' death. And while they're walking, a man comes up to them and asks, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk alone?" Now, this is kind of an odd question if you think about it. Because imagine yourself walking around Lake Harriet with your friend, and some stranger comes up and says, "Hey, what are you guys talking about?" That's kind of odd. I think most of us would probably say, "Who are you, and what is it of your business?" But instead, the men look at this stranger incredulously, as if to say, "Have you not heard? Do you not know? Do you not know of Jesus of Nazareth and know that he has been crucified?" They then proceed to tell the stranger the story of Jesus' life and death on the cross. But here's the twist. The man that they were talking to was Jesus. How sad and yet completely understandable is that? Did Jesus look different now in his resurrected body? Or are they so busy being caught up in the news of the day and the worries of life that they didn't even notice that Jesus had been walking alongside them the whole time? "We had hopes," they told the stranger walking with them. "We had hoped that Jesus was the one to rescue us. We left our lives as farmers and fishermen and tax collectors. We left all that we knew. We trusted him with our futures. He was our friend. We thought he was our savior. But now he is gone." It wasn't turning out as they thought it should, and so they doubted. Sound familiar? I know that happens way more in my life than I would care to admit. They're not alone, of course, the disciples. We've all had our roads to Emmaus. When our hope is gone, our fears overtake us, and we're in such a panic that we don't know where to turn or who to trust or what to do. Jesus can be looking us right in the eye, in word and in music and in scripture, in people we trust, in all the goodness in the world. But still, When the fear of the unknown and loss of control overtakes us, and we forget then that Jesus is walking right alongside us every single moment of every single day. Those two men on the road, it wasn't until Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them that their eyes were opened and that they could see that the man indeed was Jesus. Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road? It took seeing to believe, because we are human. It is the Sunday following Easter, just days away from palms waving, from kids in white robes with big red bows, from choirs and orchestras and trumpets and fanfare, in Christ the Lord is risen today's. Do we remember? Jesus died for us. Would he not then be walking alongside us every single day? Like those two disciples, when we're overwhelmed by fear and grief, we miss Jesus standing right next to us. It's not until we pause and look back at the really difficult times in our life that we see that Jesus was there, right there, every step of the way. Are you feeling stressed out, overwhelmed, worried, like things are out of your control? Unplug, turn it all off. Slide into God's loving arms and breathe. Come to the communion rail and look back on all those scary firsts of your life. The first day of school, the first relationship, your first time driving, your first job, and your first big loss that you didn't think you could overcome. And I believe you'll see Jesus walking right alongside you. When you're scared, really scared, and worried you can't reach both the gas and the steering wheel, let go. Let Jesus drive for a while. Quit concentrating so hard. Quit looking at the road ahead of you. Just relax. Look around at all the beauty that God has placed around you. The trees, and the sunshine, and the people, and the life. Last Sunday, a beautiful curly-haired little girl named Charlotte was sitting in church with her family. Her grandmother had been reading the children's Bible to her, so she was peering from her pew, watching with anticipation as the choirs went by, and then the pastors went by, and then more choirs went by. And when the last person had passed her, she looked up at her mom and said, "But where's God?" Now that's some faith. We've been here a while. We've learned some things, haven't we? Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road?